Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What? What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What? 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 The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All righty then, welcome to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle coming to you from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network Studios here in downtown San Francisco. Sports Byline USA, talking sports 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, well, except for this 1 hour, so it's 6 days, 23 hours a week. Same thing for SB Nation, as I'm on there as well. Look through the website, sportsbyline.com, sbnationlive.com. You can write me an email to rick@sportsbyline.com to ask for a cheat code and also to win a game. I give away at 40 after. The Video Game Review, I've been doing this more than 15 years. It's not just sports games. It's all video games. And I'm like you. I'm a gamer. I don't make them. I didn't mac them and tack them, darling. Not, it's all sorry. Is it all right? What I do is I've been playing them a long time. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. But everybody has their own cup of tea. What's good for you? What you got? What's bad? What's overhyped? What's underhyped? And we'll do it together at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard. Just checking my little screen here on Twitch. A little latency going on. About a half a beat. Yes, twitch.tv. There we are. Search for Sports Byline USA. Rolling live. Watching me talking to a mic. It's fascinating. It's so entertaining. Also, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. We are on the SiriusXM app because we're on SiriusXM. Privileged to be on the Dan Patrick channel as well. So my peeps out there in the cars and trucks and around the world, you're listening that way. Speaking of around the world, the most important thing I'm on is the American Forces Radio Network. Hearing from my brave men and women from Okinawa and other parts in between. Big shout out to everybody out there. My dad was in the Navy. My uncles are in the Army, the Air Force, everything. What was I in? Nothing. I played college football and I drank beer. You're the ones that kept us safe and allowed us to be lazy. So thank you for holding the shield. Thank you for keeping us and our allies safe. We will give a game away at 40 after. I'll also let you know what the new games are this week. There's a couple new games. I got a couple new games since the last show, so we'll talk about that as well. 1-800-878-PLAY gets you in. Let's talk video games, hardcore, neophyte, everybody in between. 1-800-878-7529. Come on back.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on AFN, which I am AFAN. And we're talking video games. Great to have you with us, Video Game Review, 1-800-878-PLAY, giving away a game at 40 after. A lot of times, and this always seems to happen, especially in the fall, usually closer to Black Friday, but you know, go through a whole summer and not really have, I know this is a first world problem, but, you know, a new game that I rehash a lot of old games, and then Black Friday comes, and all these great games come out at the same time. Well, being mostly end of October, but getting the new Modern Warfare this week, as I did, from our friends at Call of Duty, and then forking out for Outer Worlds. And the funny thing was, today when I was playing some games, I do the Oakland Raider pre and post on the flagship. But after the Raider post-game show, I started playing COD World War II. Now, why would I do that? Well, first of all, Outer Worlds and the new Modern Warfare are on the hard drive, so I have to put the disc in, but I don't know, I felt like just something more arcadey and quick, because the Modern Warfare game is, you know, it's very loud, and the sounds are supposed to be more legit, and when a round ends, it doesn't show people doing the literally one over, you know, over 100 choices of emotes and that type of thing. Got the Operator Edition, which is the online only, and there were some skins and some different operators. I picked this guy named Otter. The font in this game, you know, I'm right in front of a 40-inch TV. I'm not even that far from it. And you got to squint to see what on earth you're looking at. it seems like they try to make it a little bit more hard. But then again, it is a Call of Duty game. The funnest part, of course, you know, there's TDM, but the funnest part, I think, is playing the what they call the all-out war, and that can be, you know, 24 against 24. But the vehicles aren't as I think once you played Battlefield 4 and you can get an M1 Abrams, you can get into a fighter jet, you can get into an attack helicopter, you can get on jet skis, all these things you can do, and it's just perfectly intuitive, and everything works, and it's easy to do, and you get a great thrill for speed. And then I get in this APC, and unless you're driving, it's over-the-shoulder, third-person. It's just, it is a Call of Duty game, I get it, and, you know, the way you ramp up, it's a lot of things that we know, and the perks, like overkill and hustle, and we know what all these things are. I think the graphics are fantastic. I really do, especially in the lobby when they're showing the guns and grenades and backpacks and everything else. It's fantastic graphics. But the question is, and I feel bad because I always judge games on one factor, and that is it fun? You know, I don't. Sometimes realism makes it more fun, sometimes it doesn't. And Call of Duty Modern Warfare is not even close to Battlefield 4 or Battlefield 1. Battlefield 1, to me, is a way more fun game. Now you could say, well, that's like being in an action movie. Well, I mean, all this really is. I mean, it's like, this is more like real combat. No, it's not, because in real combat, we all know when we're playing these games, we're not literally going to get shot. We spawn. We reincarnate. It still has... you know, I've only played about 8 hours. And so, you know, I've ramped up and improved in some areas. But it just leaves a lot to be desired. It's not the kind of game where I come home and I can't wait to play Modern Warfare. I'm playing it because it's new and it's interesting and I want to, you know, progress and get the new weapons and everything. But the other result of it is that it's an okay game. You know, there's nothing bad about it whatsoever. It's just this weird dilemma where you had the battle. In my mind, you had the Battlefield games made by DICE, and really starting from 1943, going to Battlefield Bad Company 2, 3, 4, and 1. Not so much Hardline. That was a piece of garbage. Trying to make it like GTA. That was the graphics were so awful in that game. But anyway, you take what DICE does out of Sweden, and then you take Call of Duty. And Call of Duty is you run around like a chicken with your head cut off in a phone booth, a knife fight, and you have a pink zebra submachine gun with diamond encrusted, you know, gear. And so it's Call of Duty, but they also want it to look more like Battlefield. They wanted to make more legit. Why they came up with this name, because I think a lot of people are going to be confused by this name, even though it is in its own way distinct. I think some people will be confused by it, but it's still guns that do exist. It's not futuristic. There's no skeletal jumpsuit and all that, you know, zero gravitation weird stuff that we've had. You know, these Call of Duties, they come out every year, sometimes less than a year, just boom, 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 whether Treyarch or Infinity Ward's doing it or Sledgehammer, which did World War II. I will say this, Infinity Ward is my favorite, and Infinity Ward was the reason I bought an Xbox 360 once I saw Call of Duty 2, the World War II game, which was excellent. I'd rather play Call of Duty 2 on the Xbox 360. I found it just a little bit more fun. Now, I keep waiting for the game to get more fun, and it's not because I'm having my behind handed to me. I had a kill streak of 10. I can't even remember the last time I had a kill streak of 10 in any Call of Duty game, to tell you the truth. But, you know, I've done poorly and I've done very well in some of these. But, you know, you get the weapons and you start thinking, okay, you know, I'm now starting to trick things out. I'm getting a hollow sight and just little things like a muzzle brake and, you know, full metal jacket. Now it's a little bit more powerful. Some of the classes will give you a claymore straight up. You know, bouncing Bettys, it's, like I said, it is a Call of Duty game. Some of the maps you might remember very well, and they might have a different name and a little bit of different spin on it. So, as I said, it's a fun game. It's just not the funnest game that's out, you know, and it's not the best Call of Duty game of all time. Now, if you just go on pixelation and you say by popularity and, you know, now I will say this, I have yet to play the campaign mode. The campaign mode is supposed to be very good. I literally save the campaign mode for when my Wi-Fi is not working. Otherwise, I can't be denied the thrill of playing against other people. Whether it's a 6-year-old in Montana or a 90-year-old in Bulgaria, I don't know where these servers are taking me. But there's always something a little more visceral when you get over on someone who's not an NPC or a bot. You know, there's no AI going on. It's either the stupidity, sometimes they're AFK and they're just standing there. But anyway, it's not a review yet, because I said I'm only 8 hours in. But, you know, then again, if you plop me in front of my TV, I'd probably play COD World War II, which is years and years old, which is not a good sign, but I do have to give Modern Warfare a little more. It is a good game. I just have some games that are more fun. Is that good? Come on back.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Coming up in the next segment, we'll give away a brand new game. 1-800-878-7529. 1-800-878-PLAY to get in. I saw a very interesting deal from GameStop to pre-order Death Stranding, which is a Hideo Kojima game. It says, guaranteed to heart it, asterisk. If you don't love Death Stranding, return it within 48 hours of launch to receive full retail value in trade credit. They are guaranteeing that you will love the game. Not too sure. I remember a deal like that before. That is, that is a new one. I got to say, but pretty interesting. They guarantee you, you will like it. 1-800-878-PLAY. I also thought it was kind of funny because I saw the fact that there was some people at BlizzCon who were not funny, ha-ha, but just interesting that you have BlizzCon, a video game convention. And usually Winnie the Pooh is not a top pick for people to cosplay or whatever else. But the if you don't know, Pooh Bears were banned in China after the Chinese president Xi Jinping in online memes has been compared to Winnie the Pooh. So now he's banned. And, of course, the situation going on in Hong Kong, we saw it with Daryl Morey, the GM of the Houston Rockets, just saying, stand with Hong Kong. And he deletes it, and they say, yeah, fire him. And they're like, that's not how it works in America, even though we're probably not happy with him. It's his right to say whatever he wants. Cost us some cash, but we're not gonna ban him. Well, why would they be at BlizzCon? Well, it's a result, and they're based in Irvine. They banned a guy named Ingwai Chung. That's his gamer tag, though, is Blitz Chung. He's a professional player of Hearthstone. They banned him for 1 year, and they took his winnings, and then the ban was reduced to 6 months, and his winnings were reinstated after a bipartisan letter from U.S. congressmen and senators. Now, the change in course was noted by the president of Blizzard, J. Allen Brack, and he issued an apology right when BlizzCon started, and he said, quote, we moved way too quickly in our decision-making, and then, to make matters worse, we were too slow to talk with all of you. I am sorry, and I accept accountability. Now, the protesters outside, Blizzard's apology was not enough. Now, I'm from Berkeley, California, and I can tell you some people very passionately believe in a cause, and then there's also people, it's like, what are we doing today? Let's protest. What are we protesting? It doesn't matter. They get to block traffic. Ooh, that's fun. Saw an article in the Washington Post. Carmen Yu, who's 61 years old, was out there and said, we are talking about freedom of speech. Blitz Chung didn't do anything but just say free Hong Kong, and then he got banned from playing the game. Blizzard doesn't have to do that. We call it kowtow. This should not happen in America. These actions should not have happened, especially with an American company. Yeah, and listen, protesters were just hoping to raise awareness of the Hong Kong freedom movement, and then they encouraged them not to buy Blizzard products. Now, just as an aside, I will say this. There's a horrible era in this country of compliance with popular belief, and that is, and I don't care if it's the extreme right or the extreme left, but you have to say what we say and you have to think what we think or we will destroy you. We will get you fired. We won't buy your stuff. Why? You have to say what we say. And, you know, even places like out here in San Francisco where it's like, oh, it's supposed to be so free. When Nick Bosa got drafted, he had to apologize for calling Kaepernick a clown in a tweet. And he shouldn't have to apologize. He should be allowed to think anyone's a clown. I like Kaepernick, but he should be allowed to not like him. It's just we're in this very stuffy era now. And now saying, oh, don't buy Blizzard products, even though they reinstated the guy. And so one guy showed up and dressed like a Sailor Moon character and said, they already have my money. No refunds kind of thing. You make more of a statement by showing up and saying something than not coming at all. Okay. That's weird as well. Now, some people really love these games, and then they get put in a hard ethicals place. So, you know, there's just very, it can be a very blurred line sometimes. Now, the good news, no matter whether you agree, disagree, and I'm not here trying to change anybody's mind, and I would hope you would do more than just agree or disagree with somebody on the radio, but the best news about BlizzCon was that they announced two highly anticipated games, Diablo 4 and Overwatch 2. Yes, ladies and germs, mine and Domin und Herren, Madame et Monsieur, we will now have Overwatch 2, and that is not just a huge thing monetarily. I mean, the trailer has been out now for a couple days, but you just think about Overwatch 2 and when we'll have the leagues, right? Now, there is an exclusive PvE content, and that is essentially it because Overwatch 2 will not be free to play. And because it is just PvE, the game, they're saying, could be as low as $30, but then it could be just like a AAA title and be $60 as well. But this is now just 2 days ago that this announcement was made. And the next chapter will begin. And if you think about 5 years ago at BlizzCon 2014, that's when Blizzard Entertainment introduced Overwatch. So the 4, the PC, the 1, this came out in May of 2016. By the way, the Nintendo Switch just got it last month. But this was, it's funny because this information, Overwatch 2, ESPN reported it a couple of weeks ago. So they got a little bit of a snitch to talk to them about it. But the Overwatch 2 cinematic begins with the reassembled crew. They're dropping down into Paris to fight a Null Sector invasion. Whoops, there's a super giant Omnic with a massive red laser beam. So May's injured in the fight. Winston stays behind, holds the line. But then Genji, Reinhardt, Brigida, Mercy, and Echo drop in. I know some people say Brigitte. I have a cousin in Germany named Brigida who spells it that way, so I'm going with Brigida. But notably, if you look at it, a few heroes clearly have some new looks. Genji's sword looks different. Brigida and Reinhardt are able to interlock their shields. But as they say, I was looking at this article on Polygon.com, they say the cavalry is here. Because the people who invested in Overwatch lore have been begging Blizzard to move this story forward. So they will introduce a story mode. They're not going to drop the competitive multiplayer. A new competitive mode called Push was also showed at BlizzCon a couple days ago. And Overwatch players will get the same maps as Overwatch 2 players, including all the new maps. They'll get all the same heroes in a shared environment where no one gets left behind. Now, BlizzCon attendees can try out the Push map, the Rio de Janeiro map, and the Toronto map as well. But I think one of the things about cross-platform play, when I was playing Modern Warfare, and more about them on the other side, but when I was playing Modern Warfare, you could see a little logo where it would say, you know, what somebody was playing on. And I could see very clearly that I was playing in some fellow PS4 people, but I was also playing some people who were on the PC. And I think that is, you know, just about time. But it's not the kind of thing where you'd say, well, what took so long? I can understand, even though I'm not a code monkey, I can understand the ramifications of having something on two, it's like saying, it's like a language translator. I'm speaking Greek, it comes out Cantonese to you. And if you think about all the different mechanical features that have to go into a PC game, a PS4 game, even an Xbox One game, a Switch, the fact that you can now go cross-platform is huge. It really is. And so that's exciting as well. That's one of the good things about Modern Warfare, which is not without controversy. And we'll get to that on the other side as well. But when we come back, I will give away a brand new game, and you just write me an email and tell me the answer. The email is rick@sportsbyline.com. Come on back.
Less for Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
The chilly weather is here and the holidays are just around the corner, and as the days get shorter, it may feel like you have no time to finish those lingering home projects on your to-do list. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can sit back and enjoy the holiday cheer. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area who can help with any home project, from painting and plumbing to furnace repair and even hanging up those holiday lights. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy. So get your projects done now before the holiday rush, and to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
Right.
thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you in San Francisco on Sports Byline USA, SB Nation Radio, Dan Patrick Channel on AFN, as I am a FAN of our troops. And it is time now to give away one of them brand new video games. It's very easy to win. All you have to do is just write me an email with the correct answer, and the email address is rick@sportsbyline.com, and I'll give it away to the second person with the correct answer. We get a lot of people writing in who just miss it, and I appreciate everybody who writes in. I always say second because if I say first, people think, I already blew it. Someone typed it in already. And if I say to the 89th, I probably won't get that many responses, and it's not going to be me. Send her in, rick@sportsbyline.com. The game I have is for the PS4 and the Switch. It's called Dragon's Quest Builders 2. Game Informer gave this a 9, which means that it got a gold award. It's a good game, folks. It is published by Square Enix and developed by Omega Force, along with a little help from Square Enix. It is a rated E10+. Now, the original Dragon Quest Builders basically just took Minecraft and then said, hey, look, it's our guys playing Minecraft. It was a bit repetitive, but it was fun, and you think about freeform Lego-style construction. Well, now they have a heavy sequel here, and it improves everything from the first game. And, you're a hero once again, and you have an AI companion named Malroth, which is Spanish for Bad Roth. And you travel the world, and you try to fix areas that need some help. Now, the last game, you travel on a ship, and consequently, you have a port to call home. And so the island begins now as this barren, desolate place, but over time, you can make it flourish. Three main islands showcase the differences in gameplay systems. One, the first places you visit, you have to learn about farming. Another one is you have to engage this anti-builder cult in a poisoned land. There's one place where you have to do a lot of mining and build defenses as well. So if you're looking for just a quick pick up and play, this is not the game to play. This is a game where it's been said if you put in 50 hours, you're still unlocking new stuff. There's a fun campaign, a lot of characters, a little humor, their own little personalities as well. Remember, it is a little cartoony looking. You have boss battles. There are some other NPCs as well. Malroth is someone who will fight for you and gather some resources. So as I said, you're not on your own. But a game that is definitely worth the effort. It is well done. And as I said, it got a 9 from Game Informer. My question is, Dragon's Quest Builders 2, is this a sequel or is this not a sequel? Is this a trick question? It's not a trick question. I'm just trying to give the game away. Is this a sequel or not? Let me know. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Second answer gets Dragon Quest Builders 2. I have it here for the PS4, but is also available for the Nintendo Switch. Coming up in a couple minutes, I will tell you the new games this week. But more, as they say in England, controversy with Call of Duty Modern Warfare taking place in a fictional Middle Eastern country, but obviously borrows from some of the elements of the ongoing Syrian civil war, building a story which UK and USA troops are buddying up to fight the evil Ruskies. Ruskies! Now, the criticism of Modern Warfare began in Russia well before its release, but there was one particular scene that really got up their ire, big time. As I said, the country it's supposed to be is clearly a standard for Syria, but it also borrows from the Gulf War with a made-up massacre that also closely resembles an actual massacre known as the Highway of Death, both in the game and the real world. Now, I remember this like it was yesterday. It's hard to believe it was 1991. But this was when an Iraqi army, basically a caravan, were retreating from Kuwait and tanks and other vehicles, and U.S. and coalition forces just literally fried the whole caravan, and they're just skeletons and these fired-out trucks and tanks. Now, the thing was, some report that there were civilians and Palestinian civilians, and estimates between a few hundred to over 1,000. And I remember a U.S. Navy pilot said it was just shooting ducks in a pond. The U.S. defended the attacks, but was accused of committing modern war crimes by former Attorney General Ramsey Clark and others. So in modern warfare's version of the Highway of Death, it's the Russians who did something very similar. Now, the negative user reviews, some in Russian, have reduced Modern Warfare's PC user score to 2.8 out of 10. And many of the reviews point out the revisionism, hello, but it's beyond that. The Modern Warfare Russian critics are very angry that their soldiers in Syria are portrayed as sadistic monsters in a game that they were led to believe took no sides. They said, one reviewer, quote, "This is not a game. This is political propaganda, which unfortunately will affect people's minds. I treat Americans well. I am convinced that there are many worthy people among them, but the people who made this game, especially the script writers, are scum." Another Russian review website called it idiotic propaganda. Well, it's a game. It's the entertainment world. And I know that the entertainment world, and there's been propaganda, short stories, movies, and newsreels over the years. I understand it. I don't think they're trying to push any type of policy. They're just an easy out. Remember in the 80s, it was the South Africans who had apartheid. Hell, to this day, you can have all sorts of atrocities in video games on Nazis. No one will ever complain because they had it coming, right? So the way it is, the Russian villains in Modern Warfare are meant to be rogues. But that plot detail has not convinced the critics in Russia that this is not completely just based on the Syrian civil war. And that Infinity War just ripped the headlines approach and turned it around. So the mainstream American view on the Syrian civil war has been support for the moderate rebels that oppose Bashar al-Assad's government. I don't even think a lot of people even know that. But Russia has provided aid to them, and they said they're going to combat ISIS, al-Qaeda, and other extremists. We don't know. This is stuff that's above my pay grade, honestly. I try to stay informed. But the primary point of contention between nations and political commentators is just how moderate each group is. Because Russia says it's fighting terrorists, and the USA says that they're trying to fight a dictator and a war criminal who uses chemical weapons back in the day. So this isn't the first time, though, Modern Warfare has caused a stir. Remember the No Russian mission from Modern Warfare 2? That was an undercover CIA agent shooting civilians in a Moscow airport. That was removed from the Russian PC version, and then the console releases were canceled. So this time, Sony decided not to allow a PS4 release of Modern Warfare in Russia. There's no ban, though. It's still available on Xbox and PC through only a download. And honestly, Activision doesn't really care if it loses out on the Russian market because it's not highly lucrative, believe it or not. But remember, Bolivian government strongly objected to Ubisoft's portrayal in Ghost Recon Wildlands. And the Chinese market is heavily regulated and such that Chinese soldiers are unlikely to show up in villains in any mainstream games as well. So, I mean... The international tension was the reason the Battlefield game started heading back to the World Wars. you know, and then you think of Call of Duty taking a detour, doing the thing with Kevin Spacey in one game, and they wouldn't do that now. Kit Harington in another. So it's just showing once again, Infinity Ward has a great ability to create controversy whether they want to or not, and I don't think that they would. But if you think about Tencent, which is the giant in China who owns a lot, or at least a piece of some U.S. game developers, they don't have the power to market games in America that just feature Chinese perspectives. League of Legends, what political statement does that make? So it just reinforces once again the hollowness to claims that games aren't political if you believe it. I think they're just trying to tell a story. It's just like a movie, you know, saying I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then we'll figure out what happens. And it's like, well, it doesn't really... We're just trying to sell a game. All right, let's take a look at the games coming out this week. Tuesday's releases, unless otherwise noted. Cracked Crusaders. This is a Android and iPhone game. Just Dance 2020, Switch, Wii, Stadia. How about that? That's still around. PS4 and Xbox. Garfield Kart, Furious Racing. Getting into it. Better late than never. Switch, PC, PS4, Xbox One. Do people under 40 know who Garfield is? Lithium, Inmate 39, a puzzle game for the PC. Volferis, a PS4 platformer. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. This is on the Switch. Red Dead Redemption 2 finally makes it to PC, also Stadia. Planet Zoo, a PC sim, will be out. Conception Plus, Maidens, that's PS4 and PC. A Year of Rain, a strategy game on the PC. Construction Simulator 2 on the Switch. Super Street, that's a racer for the Switch. Disney Tsum-Tsum Festival, it is a party game for the Switch. Jumanji the Video Game, didn't that movie come out a long time ago? Xbox One, PS4, PC, Switch. I think they're a little late on that one. Leighton's Mysterious Journey, Catriol. This is on the Switch. That used to be, of course, a GBA game. New Super Lucky's Tale DLC Switch platformer. As I mentioned, Death Stranding on the PS4. If you hate it, within 2 days, give it back, and they'll give you the full trade-in value at GameStop. Need for Speed Heat, PS4, PC, Xbox as well. So I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with a cheat code on the other side.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably.
A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Closing out the show in our customary fashion of giving away a cheat code. Well, less letting you know a cheat code and send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Have a request here from Larry with three R's. So maybe it's Larry or the key stuck. Rick, ATV Off-Road Fury 3, can you help a brother out? Yes, I can, even though you're not my brother. That is a PS2 game. I love it. First of all, to get all the music videos, because I know that's part of the fun of this game, select a player profile from the options and then enter the name Rock and Roll, R-O-C-K, the letter N-R-O-L-L, just Rock and Roll, all caps. But here's your code. You can unlock everything except the Fury bike. There is no code for the Fury bike. It must be earned. I kind of like that. There's no God mode. And it's like, well, not really. So to unlock everything except the Fury bike in ATV Off-Road Fury 3 on the PlayStation 2, select player profile from the options, then select enter cheat and enter !! Once again, !! This is all caps, !! That will give you everything except the Fury bike. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Video Game Review. Sports Talk will now recommence on all the networks upon which I am speaking. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.